Looking to gauge the impact of what more of its ship and mariners could mean for the Arctic environment, the Coast Guard kicked off a series of meetings across the state yesterday in Nome. But poor weather kept the Guard from delivering that new assessment in person. Liaisons for the Maritime Agency were in town and led residents through a teleconference, on just what the Coast Guard says its environmental impact will be as it ramps up Arctic operations in the years to come.
Most of our activities are going to be based on ships and aircraft that come in and out of the area seasonally, because we're going to work on a resource neutral model for moving further north as human activity increases.
That's Jamie Robinson, an Arctic planner with the Coast Guard. He says that resource neutral model means a focus on using ships and planes and not building new structures on land for Arctic operations. Robinson says the Coast Guard's own assessment finds that such approach will have, quote, no significant adverse impacts on Arctic biology, ecology, and more. Backing up that no-impact claim is the report's look at shore operations in Barrow, Nome, and Kotzebue, a mapping of habitat for bird, fish, and land and marine mammals, and a list of tribes and tribal organizations the Coast Guard says it's worked with in past summer training exercises. But at the meeting yesterday, some took the Coast Guard to task for focusing too heavily on the North Slope and omitting important parts of the Bering Strait. Gay Sheffield is with the Marine Advisory Program in Nome.
The biological and also logistical is very specific to the North Slope borough. And just as a citizen of Bering Strait region, though we share similar species and activities, we do have very big regional differences and timings.
The Coast Guard's own maps showed this North Slope focus, noting communities like Nome and Kotzebue, but omitting virtually all villages and communities in the Norton Sound and the Bering Strait. That caused Coerics Rose Fostick to push for more local engagement in the waters just below the Arctic Circle.
I hope that you will be able to gather information, the local knowledge, and in regards to things like areas to be avoided. People in our communities know that they will be the first to respond to anything that happens, because they will not just sit on the beach and watch something happen.
For its part, the Coast Guard says the North Slope focus comes from barrel-based training over the past few seasons, and Robinson says the goal of the meeting was to talk to residents and flesh out what's there and fill in the gaps from all corners of the Arctic.
Our commitment to the people of the whole Arctic, not the least of which is the Bering Straits region, is there.
Other Arctic concerns, like the question of Russian relations across the strait and just how the Coast Guard plans to deal with maritime disasters like a potential Arctic oil spill, were still unanswered at Tuesday's meeting. The Coast Guard says Arctic oil spills are the focus of a different assessment, but just when that project would be completed, the Guard would not say.